Let us pray. O Holy Spirit, descend upon us in this moment so that we might again see Jesus and we might rejoice in him. And so may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts always be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. A story this evening. I want you to imagine with me that night 2 millennia ago. I want you to imagine those hard scrabble shepherds, those shepherds down on their luck with the thankless job, their only pride being that King David had also been a shepherd. But now they are the poor, the unwelcome. And we can imagine them there, sitting around a small fire against the side of a hill. The fire crackles as the thorns burn underneath the bubbling pot. The men circling the fire are covered with frost, icicles on their mustaches and beards. And they are cold on that dark night. The short one, Michael, stirs the bubbling stew. He hunches over it with his bear-like form. Almost done, he growls. Michael has never been one for cold or for talk. Cold enough for you, barks his brother Gideon from the side. There are chuckles going around the fire. The sons of Ezekiel are always good for a laugh. Michael glowers at his brother. It's ready. And so the clay cups are passed forward. The mutton stew is poured into each one, and they are passed back. And the poor shepherds begin to sip on the broth. A rough-looking man sitting beside Gideon motions towards the eldest of them all. Ezekiel, a story! He is the oldest of the shepherds. He leans back against that hill, a rock holding his back in place. The white head nods forward as he stares into the flames. He closes his eyes. I should say he closes his one eye. For one is good and one is a milky white sentinel in the scar that runs from his temple to his nose. Bears like sheep. Ezekiel blows out a plume of breath in the cold night air. A story, boys. You know of Isaiah and Daniel, do you not? The prophets. And there are nods all around, hearty nods, for prophet talk is good on a cold night. It warms the heart even as stew warms the belly. The prophets. Isaiah, there in the temple, boys. He saw God, Yahweh of hosts. There was fire, lots of fire. It was warm. It wasn't cold like tonight. Fire in the temple, and there were the angels dancing, the seraphim. He points to their own fire. Those angels are flames and wings, boys, flames and wings all around. Fire. And then Daniel, he saw Yahweh of hosts also, the God of Israel. And again, the chariot, it was fire all around, wheels of fire beneath that sitting throne. And angels, thousands upon thousands of angels, always angels. And both men, when they had seen Isaiah, Daniel, all they could do was sing, glory upon glory upon glory be to God Most High. Fire. That's what it is when God comes down, boys. Terrible beauty. Fire. And yet, he snatches up his prophets. Snatches them up. He might even snatch up one of you boys tonight. There are some chuckles around this fire. What are you laughing at? God snatched up Amos. Remember him? He was a sheep herder, minding his own business, clipping some figs from a sycamore tree. And God got hold of him, and he went on his way singing, glory upon glory upon glory be to God. Who knows what God might do? The rough-looking character sitting beside Gideon shakes his head. I don't know, old man. I don't think there's going to be much singing tonight, unless it's from the sheep. And if on cue a ewe blutters and bleeps in the night. Ah, yes, says Gideon. Yeah. You boys, you don't know, says Ezekiel. You don't know what Yahweh might do on a cold, dark night. And so it is the second watch of the night. And all of the shepherds are sleeping, all except that rough-looking character, Malachi, the optimist. He circles the perimeter of the sheep and the shepherds. The fire has burned low to coals at this point. He leans his shepherd's crook against a shrub tree. He stamps his cold feet. He blows on his rag-covered hands. From here, he can just see the twinkling torches of Bethlehem. He turns back towards the shepherds and the fire, and that's when it happens. The sky tears open above him, and flames come hurtling through the rending in the sky, a roaring fire of light and life. And suddenly the sheep are running in every direction, and the other shepherds are alive to what's going on. They're awake now. The shrub trees are bent over in the hot wind as the flames keep descending through that rend in the heavens. And now all the shepherds are there with Malachi, all bending low to the ground, for a man is walking out of those flames, sparks in his beard, lightning arcing across his clothing. Flames everywhere. And Malachi can see the old man now on his face beside him, Ezekiel, that one good eye beholding the fire. And he can hear the old man's croak, glory upon glory upon glory. They are afraid in this moment. But the angel that has appeared to them begins to speak. Do not be afraid, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a stranger, a Savior, strange to this world, which is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And no sooner is that angel's voice finished trumpeting this message of joy and good news than suddenly out of the rend in the heavens come a whole army of God. The fiery chariots winging their ways back and forth between the stars, the spears ready, the swords at their hips. For the Yahweh's great host has come. And yet, they do not come with malice to execute divine wrath to strike the earth, but instead they are singing. Singing with the angel that stands before the shepherds. Glory upon glory upon glory be to God, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And then with a final thunder clap, all is over. The night is still, and the shepherds are alone. And now they are on their feet, and they are running like their sheep. They are running and they are singing like the new prophets that they are, crying out as they wade through rivers and head their way over vale and through valley to Bethlehem. Glory upon glory upon glory be to God. Even old Ezekiel lives up to his namesake, skipping on the hills like a little lamb. Glory upon glory upon glory be to God. And on earth goodwill, peace towards men. And sisters and brothers, we are running with them this evening. We are wading through those dark, cold waters. We are scampering up the sides of the hills to get near to where those twinkling torches are. Because in Bethlehem, the Christ child has come. God has come down among us to save us. And so come this evening. Come and run with the shepherds and sing, glory upon glory upon glory be to God, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.